The pre-game interview.
St. Joseph's, though, well, we get one of St. Joseph's favourite sons right down boundary side next to our very own Jason Doherty. It's a new segment here at GMHBA Stadium as we go inside 50. It's Jason Doherty and Tom Atkins one-on-one.
Yes, thanks very much, Tom. Very investigative sports journalism down here. Very seasons, think Bruce McAvaney back in the 90s. And we've got Tom. I knew you'd get that, King, but no, not many listeners will get that. Yeah, we're with Tom Atkins, of course. I've actually been told we've got to walk towards a 50, Tom. Is this the close as you've ever been to the goals in at the Joel Selwood stand end?
Yeah, very funny. I played forward for 2 years, Jason.
Don't give him that. That's a bad start.
Yeah. Oh, even then, I didn't get too close to the goals. So, it's a beautiful day. It's going to be good.
Now, this segment's sort of a bit of a deep dive into, I suppose, Tom Atkins. And so it's a 1 o'clock game today on a Sunday. What's the scenario for Tom Atkins with a day game on a Sunday? What's the routine for Tom?
This morning the Masters was on, obviously, so spent better part of this morning on the couch watching that. Just getting ready. I'm pretty strict with my diet, so just trying to make sure I get the meals in at the right times always drinking heaps of water. So, and probably go for a walk. I went for a walk with the dog and my wife this morning, so pretty chill.
Now, so George's fish souvlakis are off the roster at the moment on the menu, I suspect, and especially on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, definitely not on a Sunday morning. Maybe tonight. Might hit him up.
And is it true that your nickname is still Shed? Is that right?
Oh, only a couple of people call me that.
What is it now?
Oh, no, I just get Axe now. It's pretty basic, really.
We're going to have to come up with a better one than that. Now, your old man's a local legend of football around town. Has he really come to the realisation that he actually might be the second best footballer in the family now?
Oh, I don't know about that. Dad's got more flags than me. I think him in that North Shore era, it's pretty hard to top five or whatever he got. So, I'm pretty happy I don't have to test it out and try and play against him. I hear it wasn't the most fun playing against Dad. So, we're probably still even.
What's the routine after the game? Like, what's the scenario then? You play today, tonight, and then moving through the week. What's the scenario for the players?
So we got a short turnaround to the Brisbane game, and that's up in Brisbane, obviously, so it'll be a pretty condensed week. Just recovery, really. Try and get fuel in. Get back here tomorrow, get in the water, get moving relatively quickly so that you're not sort of still feeling the pinch later in the week.
And so obviously you watch the Masters, so you're a bit of a golf fan. In terms of, outside activities and what you do outside of football, what's that look like?
Golf, definitely. We're actually going through a bit of a chess phase at the moment at the club. So most of my spare time when I'm at the club is spent inside the personal development room where we've got a couple of boards set up.
And who is going okay at the chess scenario?
Oh, I hate to say it, but Grind's pretty good. We actually just had our first tournament and Zach Tui won. So, we're all on the grind, though. There's about 20 of us trying to get better.
Tough game today. Every game's a tough game. Adelaide and Carlton probably yesterday showed that. So you're expecting a tough game from the Kangas?
Yeah, definitely. We saw a couple of weeks ago they were up by 25 points against Freo at halftime. So you really can't take any games for granted. And, we respect what they can do, especially in the midfield. They've got some real talent and a lot of flair. So, hopefully we can put our stamp on the game early. We're up for the grind. We don't mind if it takes three or four quarters.
Well, I think King inside 50 is a hit. And grand final day when we get to the MCG, I think we'll get the Axe back and he'll be our the first person we ever get back second on inside 50. So there you go.
Thank you, Jace. Thank you, Tom. Good luck today, Axe. And good luck for whoever becomes the next Garry Kasparov or similar in the chess room, because that's a good little yarn. I like that. Well played.
Thanks, fellas.
Good luck. Tommy Atkins joining us on K-Rock Footy.
The pre-game interview.